Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And is it really a great and historic day for Native American tribes, which according to some, I think, misleading news coverage, have just been handed control of about half of Oklahoma by a decision written in the Supreme Court by, dare I say it, it's depressing because it's a very, very foolish and misguided decision, but it's written by Neil Gorsuch, who, once again, he also wrote the decision in that Bostock case that discovered underneath a whole bunch of verbiage that had nothing to do with it at all, discovered that there was a fundamental right to protection for the trans community and the gay community that had been written into federal law some 50 years ago, more than 50 years ago. And, okay, another bum decision by Gorsuch. We will get to that on the Medved Show. We'll also be speaking a little bit about cancel culture. And as much as I disagree with these two very prominent decisions by Justice Neil Gorsuch, I don't want to cancel him. I'm glad he is on the court. I think it is far better for the court that he is there than Merrick Garland. But look, I do also believe that cancel culture is a danger, and so does Steven Pinker of Harvard, who is going to be joining us in just a little while. This came in from Cozad, Nebraska, and from David. And David writes, your statements regarding needing police officers responding to 911 is absolutely true. But floating the idea that the police can arrive in time to stop a home invasion is ludicrous. I'm a medhead and a 30-year friend of your work. You can become a medhead, too, by the way, by going out to michaelmedved.com and signing up and still get a discount using the promo code SPRING40. Okay, he says, I'm a medhead and a 30-year friend of your work, but nationwide average response times to 911 calls are 10 to 19 minutes. Where I used to live in Wyoming, it's 35 minutes, which is obviously an outlier. Wyomingians, he writes, defend themselves. It's just that the notion of the police getting there in time is a forlorn, fantastical hope. Police are effective as a deterrent as they apprehend and prosecute perpetrators. Well, that's exactly true. And look, I don't think there's a disagreement here. I think that some of those average response times to 911 calls are maybe a little bit exaggerated. And I'll tell you why. Because obviously the level of emergency that you get from a 911 call will determine the speed of your response. And if somebody says there's a home invasion, someone's trying to get into my house, that's obviously going to be a tip-top priority. But you're right. Somebody can come in and kill you, stab you, harm you. But the fact is that the police can get there, as he says, to apprehend and prosecute the perpetrators. But when you have the police who are going to be overburdened because you're going to have less of them and because you're going to have fewer resources devoted to policing, that's going to make that response time all the more difficult. And here is another aspect to what they want. Part of what the demonstrators are pushing for, part of what Black Lives Matter is pushing for, is to make sure that they send the right personnel, depending on a 911 call. And part of what they give as an example is if you get a 911 call because there's a domestic violence going on, because there's some creep who is beating up and maybe even in some cases trying to kill his wife or girlfriend. In that kind of situation, The ideal, according to people who want, quote, to defund the police, is don't send a police officer. You send a social worker. You send a marriage counselor. What are you really feeling? Is there a better way you could express your feeling than pounding her face against the wall? I mean, the entire thing is ludicrous. And again, my wife has made a career as a clinical psychologist helping people with their marriages. But in an emergency situation where someone may be wielding a weapon, it's really fairly necessary to have a well-armed, well-prepared, well-trained police professional. And it might even be worthwhile in that situation to have a nice puppy along with you. Well, maybe not a puppy, maybe a full-grown and well-trained and well-disciplined police dog. I mean, I still can't believe the column in the Washington Post by the professor at Georgetown Law School who suggested that we try to train police dogs to, if you're going to use them, the police dogs are trained to bite more harshly than they should. The level of stupidity we have come to in this war against cops is extraordinarily depressing, because there is literally no sense to it at all. I'll tell you where else there is no sense is with double standards about the coronavirus and the real threats that we face. And you see that in clip 11, Jeremy, with Bill de Blasio. He was on CNN with Wolf Blitzer, and he was talking about banning all large gatherings around New York City. And then they got to a sensitive point and watched the mayor slip and slide away. Listen.
Outdoor concerts, and it means things like parades, you know, things that here in the city can mean not just thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. It's just not time for that now.
What about protests? If people want to march down Fifth Avenue, are they going to be allowed to do so?
Look, Walt, this is always an area of real sensitivity. If you're just talking about health, we would always say, hey, folks, you know, stay home if you can. But we understand at this moment in history, people are talking about the need for historic changes. I mean, today in New York City, you know, recognizing the power and the meaning of the message Black Lives Matter, which we did in front of Trump Tower today. This is a historic moment of change. We have to respect that, but also say to people, the kinds of gatherings we're used to, the parades, the fairs, we just can't have that while we're focusing on health right now.
Okay, we can't have parades and fairs unless they're focused on the so-called social justice agenda. Isn't this the ultimate of what you can only describe as a double standard? That's where it is. That's what it is. And double standards are there aplenty, where there are people on the left who will insist that whatever you say, however radical it is, however irresponsible it is, however hate-filled it is, if you're saying it from a position, oh, and we will get to that, like a Deshaun Jackson, and you're quoting Louis Farrakhan, but it's the attempt is to uplift and to unite people. And even when you're quoting Louis Farrakhan with hateful remarks, well, that's just fine. That's just appropriate because you're on the left. That difference between left and right and free speech and unfree speech and consequences versus no consequences, that's at the very, very heart of the debate on what is involved with cancel culture. And you heard the other day, and you can read it at our website at michaelmedved.com, there is a powerful, powerful letter that was actually signed by some of America's leading cultural figures. And it's a letter denouncing this tendency to try to cut off speech on the part of people you disagree with, as long as they're right-wingers. Steven Pinker of Harvard is a signatory to that letter. We'll be speaking with him coming up.
more of Michael Medved in a moment.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Michael Medved show, we were talking moments ago about double standards, and double standards and the special standards for the idea of Black Lives Matter is so unbelievable right now. In other words, if you have any question about the slogan or the movement Black Lives Matter, you are eligible to be considered for cancel culture. And the idea that this is some kind of nonpartisan, beyond politics, a moral right and wrong, sunlight versus darkness issue is ludicrous. I couldn't believe this news item from Associated Press. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, there he is again, grabbed a roller yesterday to help paint Black Lives Matter in front of the namesake Manhattan Tower of President Donald Trump, who tweeted last week that the street mural would be a symbol of hate. Well, again, it is a symbol of hatred toward him. Why are they putting it in front of his building, of all places in Manhattan? Or is that going to be on every street in Manhattan soon? De Blasio was flanked by his wife, Charlene McRae, who is African-American, and the Reverend Al Sharpton, as he helped paint the racial justice rallying cry in giant yellow letters on Fifth Avenue in front of Trump Tower. Activists watching chanted, "Whose streets? Our streets!" And then they have a picture that says, "People check out the new Black Lives Matter mural." It's not a mural. It's basically street graffiti. They're just big, those big yellow letters. You've seen pictures of it. A mural, when you hear mural, it usually involves some kind of artistry, some kind of images that you can recognize. This is basically just very neat block lettering. People check out the new Black Lives Matter mural that was painted yesterday on Fifth Avenue in front of the Trump Tower. Mayor Bill de Blasio helped out with the painting duties. I'm sure he's a very, very gifted painter. This comes at the same time that there is more talk about politics and sport and the Black Lives Matter movement. And I want to show a little bit of support and maybe affection for a moment to an embattled U.S. senator who is facing both a very tough primary and a very, very tough general election in Georgia. And that's Kelly Loeffler, who was appointed by the very conservative governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp. She was appointed to fulfill an open seat when Johnny Isaacson, the longtime senator from Georgia, and a very good man, Johnny Isaacson had to resign because of health issues, and Governor Kemp appointed Kelly Loeffler. In any event, she's a very wealthy lady. She's also part owner of a WNBA team. And here's the way they cover this issue in the sports section in the New York Times. This week, the WNBA announced that their upcoming season would be, quote, dedicated to social justice, with games honoring the Black Lives Matter movement, end quote. Really? The games are going to honor the Black Lives Matter movement? But the expression and the movement it supports bothered at least one WNBA owner, who also happens to be a sitting senator in a difficult reelection fight. Senator Kelly Loeffler, a Republican of Georgia, is a co-owner of the Atlanta Dream, and she has been vocally criticizing the Black Lives Matter movement and the league's embrace of it. Loeffler is now facing widespread denunciations from players around the league. The WNBA commissioner, Kathy Engelbert, released a statement this week distancing the league from Loeffler. Now the league is grappling with questions about whether an owner who appears to be fundamentally opposed to the league's stated values can remain in her position. The conflict spilled out in the open this week when Loeffler published a letter in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that she had written to Engelbert, in which she expressed opposition to the league's plan to allow players to wear warm-up jerseys with the words Black Lives Matter and say her name, a reference to movement to spotlight Black women who have died at the hands of police. Here's what Kelly Loeffler wrote. She wrote, "The truth is we need less, not more politics in sports." Do I hear an amen? "In a time when polarizing politics is as divisive as ever, sports has the power to be a unifying antidote. I adamantly oppose the Black Lives Matter political movement, which has advocated for the defunding of police, called for the removal of Jesus from churches, and the disruption of the nuclear family structure, harbored anti-Semitic views, and promoted violence and destruction across the country. Does she, as an owner or part owner of the Atlanta Dream, have the right to express that? And again, the idea that everything should be okay as political expression in sports, as long as it comes from one side of the divide, how would people respond if people wore warm-up jerseys that said all lives matter? Now, no, really, that's not an offensive slogan on the face of it, though in today's world it would be considered as such. The point is, shouldn't you want to keep controversy away from your team? And by the way, there's a Pittsburgh Steelers player. This is a clip number 9, Jeremy. A Pittsburgh Steelers player named Zach Banner, who actually spoke out on a previous sports controversy, one that we had just a few days ago, involving Deshaun Jackson from the other side of the state of Pennsylvania. He's with the Philadelphia Eagles. And those unthinkingly who supported his truly vile comments that he posted. And again, one of the things he posted, the post began with "Hitler said," and then the end of the fake Hitler quote was "Hitler was right." Here is the quote from Zach Banner.
I'm not gonna lie, the lack of
Listen.
Empathy from my brothers and the NFLPA towards the Deshaun Jackson situation this week, and our Jewish friends and fans, most importantly fans in the Jewish community, it's bullcrap. It's horrendous. Like, we can't preach what we've been preaching about Black Lives Matter and elevating ourselves. Once again, we can't elevate ourselves by stepping on another person's back to get there. We need to be able to elevate ourselves for equality. And when one of us does something dumb and makes a mistake like that, we have to be able to hold each other accountable, not only via text and not only ourselves, but publicly, because the Jewish community right now is pissed. Okay? Like, they're mad because it just seems like we don't care.
It's not just a question of we don't care. Listen, quoting Farrakhan and Hitler, not good. That should be canceled. But what about the cancel culture? Steven Pinker of Harvard, coming up on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump took to Twitter to say that virtual learning has proven to be terrible compared to in-person on-campus learning. The president continues that schools should open in the fall, and according to White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow, schools do need to open, and it's the best thing to do.
The broad goal is the president wants schools to open. It's essential for the kids' education, number one. You don't want to lose a year, for heaven's sakes. There's really no substitute for in-person schooling. I think all the experts agree with that. And also, look, the parents, what are they going to do?
The Federal Appeals Court for the District of Columbia has put on hold its decision to order a lower court to accept the dismissal of the case against former Trump advisor Michael Flynn. The court also ordered Flynn to respond to a request for a rehearing. This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
An exaggeration in any sense to say that Professor Steven Pinker of the psychology department at Harvard is one of the most influential thinkers of our time, of this generation. His books, The Better Angels of Our Nature and more recently Enlightenment Now, have really changed the whole terms of international dialogue about the state of our world. And the basic point that Professor Pinker has been making, which has seen him condemned in some illiterate quarters, the basic case he's been making is we ought to appreciate the fact that life and humanity have been getting better, not worse. And yes, that even includes the United States of America. Professor Pinker, it's great to speak to you again. And as people know who listen to my show, I wanted to speak to you because you were one of the signatories of a remarkable and very much needed and brilliantly worded letter that's appearing in Harper Magazine in October. And it's a letter against cancel culture and in favor of free exchange of ideas. Why did you find it personally necessary to attach your name to that call?
We're living in an era in which an increasing number of people think that it's okay to fire someone, to disrupt lectures, to withdraw books from publication because they disagree with its content. This is damaging, of course, for the people whose lives are often ruined, where they might earn a postdoctoral fellowship to pursue scholarship, and then a petition uncovers some controversial statement they made, and the university removes the fellowship, or someone works for a tech company, and they express an opinion on a blog that goes against the majority view, and they're fired. But I think that's even, it's not even the terrible effects it has on people's lives, so that would be reason enough. But rather, it's our whole national conversation. It's the world of ideas. My view is that none of us is infallible. God did not speak to any of us and give us the truth. None of us is omniscient. We always have to learn. And the only way that we can make progress is if we try out new ideas, evaluate them. Everyone has can expect to be criticized, but people shouldn't be shut up.
Has there been, in terms of your colleagues, because there are people on this list of signatories ranging from Gloria Steinem to Salman Rushdie, Margaret Atwood signed it, the author of Handmaid's Tale. It's a very, very prominent groups of people. Have you had any, and I'm sure you have, pushback from some of your colleagues about your participation in this letter?
No, my colleagues, but there has been pushback, a lot of pushback on Twitter, although I don't know why newspapers seem to think that Twitter is the world. And I haven't gotten any pushback, but other people have. Because by design, the list was politically diverse. There were pretty hard leftists like Noam Chomsky. There are many centrists, people who've been attacked like J.K. Rowling because she has remarks that were interpreted as anti-trans, dubious accusation, but she's been attacked. But the whole idea was to get people who don't necessarily agree with each other, and that's the point. We don't all have to agree with one another. We have to persuade each other. Some people were attacked for because they attached their name to a list where there might be other people on that list that the attacker did not care for. Kind of missing the point that you don't have to agree with everyone. The disagreement is good. But yeah, other people have been attacked, and it just shows all the more why we need a statement like that.
You talk in your two most recent books, The Better Angels of Our Nature is really about the levels of violence, but Enlightenment Now is about everything. And all of the positive changes we've had in the last 50 years, there are more and more Americans who are convinced we're now going in the wrong direction. There's a kind of gloom that seems to be settled over like a toxic smog over our entire culture. What do we do about it, Steven Pinker?
It's an excellent question. We do have to recognize that the fact that progress has taken place doesn't mean that everything gets better for everyone everywhere all the time. That would be a miracle, and progress is not a miracle. And, you know, this year, a lot of things are getting worse, beginning with deaths from infectious disease. But also, almost certainly going to have an increase in the violent crime rate. The overall trend since 1992 has been downward with some ups and downs. There are always ups and downs. This year is going to get worse. We have to recognize that that's the way the world works, that the fact that not everything always gets better doesn't mean that we can't make things better. If we put on a problem-solving mindset, think, well, what do we want? We want less poverty. We want less racism. We want less crime. We want less war. We want people to be educated. What's the best way of getting there? And to be open-minded. None of us is so brilliant that from our own armchair we can think up the best solution. We've got to try things out. We've got to look at results from different states, from different countries, and be prepared to learn. And getting back to our original conversation, what that means is that we have to be prepared to be surprised. We've got to listen to voices that we may not like, that may come up with new ideas that we didn't think of at first. When we first hear them, we might think, oh, that's outrageous. How dare you say that? But sometimes people who come up with outrageous ideas turn out to be right, and the consensus turns out to be wrong.
Okay, in terms of the consensus, I think there is an emerging American consensus. I could be wrong, that it's appropriate to remove statues of prominent Confederates who tried to destroy the United States of America, and they did. But it's not appropriate to remove statues of Thomas Jefferson or George Washington, who founded this great country that has blessed all of us. Do you go along with that consensus?
Yeah, I do. And I would add that when a statue does come down, say a Confederate statue, it should be by the democratic process of...
Well, of course, not by vandals.
Not by vandals. And I think the reason is not to say that Thomas Jefferson was a great guy in every way. He wasn't, and none of us are. But you really misunderstand history if you think that good things are always done by good people or for that matter, that people are good across the board, as opposed to good in some ways and not so good in others, that you just misunderstand how history takes place. If you go back and apply today's standards and to the people of yesterday and then call them villains for a particular infraction. And then, you know, granted, Jefferson did some heinous things. Even by the standards of his day, he was behind the curve, and we can criticize him for that. But he was neither a saint nor a devil, and he was one of history's great geniuses. We're enjoying some of his brain children, and we can honor him and condemn what he did wrong as well.
That's an unbelievably sane statement. How about if you were to talk about one reform that might make America sane again, what would it be?
For people to have it as one of their ground rules that just because an opinion comes from the right if you're on the right, or from the left if you're on the left, that that's what you have to believe in, that we should be open-minded and realize that both the left and the right have made errors in the past, and put our heads together to come up with the best solution to our problems, and to be prepared to be surprised, be prepared for the answer to come from the other side every once in a while.
A beautiful conclusion and a worthy recommendation. I hope everyone will read this great letter, and you can read the list of signatories and have your jaw drop and be amazed that people could get together on something like that. They're standing up for the best of classical liberal values, which have to do with actually free exchange of ideas. And a respect for your fellow citizens. Certainly great respect for Professor Steven Pinker of Harvard. You can also read about his most recent book, Enlightenment Now, posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. God bless you and have a great weekend. Coming up, more on controversies regarding sports in America.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Maybe you're skeptical that Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, can really help you get out of pain. I can understand if Relief Factor were a brand new product. Sure, I'd be skeptical too. But Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, started the company almost 7 years ago. And we've been talking about it all that time, virtually every day. And now tens of thousands of people have ordered the 3-week quick start and are taking it every day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is here to stay for a very good reason. So go ahead, be a little skeptical, but I suggest you might become like me and so many others who've tried it, a believer. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or back pain in my case, from just getting older, exercise, or everyday living, the 3-week quick start is discounted to only $19.95. It's like a trial pack. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Michael Medved Show, always an honor to speak with somebody like Steven Pinker, who's standing up against cancel culture. And the cancel culture applied to the WNBA. And by the way, Kelly Loeffler, the senator from Georgia, is partnered. She's a former high school basketball player herself. And she's partnered along with a philanthropist named Mary Brock to start this team, the Atlanta Dream, and to be owner of the team. And she is now being told the star player for the Los Angeles Sparks, whose name is Candace Parker, she said yesterday there's no place in the league for her. They're going to try to dislodge her as owner, cancel her, because she believes that the idea of Black Lives Matter is actually a political statement, political movement that should be kept separate from contemporary sports. But standing up for the cancel culture is our tweet of the day.
From the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, the tweet is from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She says the term cancel culture comes from entitlement, as though the person complaining has the right to a large captive audience and one is a victim if people choose to tune them out. Odds are you're not actually canceled, you're just being challenged, held accountable, or unliked. The problem is the people who are doing that are not usually a majority of people, or if they are, a majority is a slight majority. And the idea of trying to cancel someone, tune one out, shut one down, shut one off, that's very different from just disagreeing. And that's what we're talking about. Somebody who I know disagrees both in life circumstances and in outlook with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is Christy McLaughlin, who has launched a venture, which is a sponsor of this show. And she is a mother of seven. Okay, Christy McLaughlin. I'm pleased to be joined by Christy McLaughlin, who is the CEO of Home Rule, LLC. That's a home care, nursing, and nanny service. She's also a book author. She's a motion picture film producer, a television host, and most importantly, mother of seven children. Christy, you're offering this new service, which is home child care service organized. And what's different about it and better than the existing options that people have for child care?
First of
of all, families are in a different position than they've ever been due to COVID. Many are working from home and they're watching their kids due to schools closing, or they don't want to expose their kids to possible viruses that other kids are carrying in daycare centers or in school. So what's different is quite a few things, that our child caregivers are W-2 employees, not gig contractors or people picked from the popular caregiving websites that are actually just databases online. Many families don't know, but it is actually the IRS expects you to become a household employer when you have a child care worker, like a babysitter or a nanny in your home. So we take care of all of that in addition to a lot of oversight, and we have insurance for our workers and many other benefits.
And you also stress that aside from having these people who've been checked out very carefully and very carefully certified and prepared, it's important for parents to have a plan in their child care, not just to do it day to day. Why is that so significant?
Well, that's really interesting because, you know, we do provide nurses in home, skilled nurses. And one of the really important factors or elements of good medical care is a plan, right? And if your kids are in school, the teachers have lesson plans. But when it comes to in-home child care, it's really common for parents to be frustrated because they find sitters who actually sit on their phones and watch TV with the kids, and they're not engaging and learning, and so they have this parent guilt thing going on because they feel like their kids are just in a holding pattern while they're away. But it really shouldn't be that way. So if you hire a child caregiver in your home, you should, and we actually work with parents to develop a plan so that if the parents say, for example, I want my children to do X amount of puzzles and these worksheets and this music and so on and so forth, then they can help form what it is that their child is doing during the day, even when their child is not with them. And then our caregivers actually fill out a daily log so the parents can see, you know, what kind of day did my child have today and what did they do.
This is very important for people who are looking for an alternative, the best way to deal with your children, not just during a pandemic, but at any time. Check out Home Rule LLC. Christy McLaughlin is the CEO. It's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Proud to say that Home Rule is a new sponsor on the Michael Medved Show. And Christy, we're looking forward to speaking with you again. And again, that's Home Rule is the name of the company. And especially given the fact that there's so many of our audience I know that love to homeschool and understand the importance of it, this is could be a natural fit for many people. Meanwhile, coming up, we have Jake Tapper joining our show. A always controversial and provocative CNN host. He's the chief Washington correspondent for CNN. This is not to talk at all about President Trump. It's to talk about the nobility of America's fighting men, of valor and heroism, which Jake Tapper actually highlighted in a book a couple of years ago. It's now a movie, and he's co-producer of the film, and involves the sons of both Clint Eastwood and Mel Gibson, two of the, dare I say it, most notorious right-leaning stars in Hollywood. The movie is called The Outpost. And, well, we will talk about it. We'll be reviewing that. There are a bunch of other films that we're going to be reviewing, including the latest from Will Ferrell. There is a adventure based on a comic book, or graphic novel, if you prefer, by with Charlize Theron in the lead role. And then a documentary that is fascinating, a documentary that features Barbara Streisand and Michael Bublé and Andrea Bocelli and Celine Dion and Lionel Richie and tons more. Quincy Jones, why? Because it's about one of the most famous music producers who ever lived or worked. That coming up as well. And I also want to cover one of the Supreme Court cases that was announced yesterday that we haven't talked about at all. And again, I think it was a disaster, though it is widely misunderstood. And the case sounds on the surface like it's handing over control of half of the state of Oklahoma to various Indian tribes. It doesn't do that. And there is a justice of the Supreme Court, by the way, who wrote in a very fearless manner about exposing some of the illusions about these Indian tribes and how innocent and wonderful and terrific they are. This is extraordinary. And I do feel that we need to get to that, because if there is one thing that now goes totally unchallenged, it's the idea that, oh, the Native Americans were the victims of genocide. It's not true. It's a big lie about America. And it's one of those things that I think that we need to confront. We will, coming up, we will also take a look at, okay, why is there a war going on now against the nickname Fighting Irish from Notre Dame? I know. Most of the football players who play for the Fighting Irish are no longer Irish, even if they once were. Newt Rockne wasn't Irish. He was Scandinavian-American of some kind. We will get to that and to much more. All coming up in this weekend in midsummer, where who knows? You always like to think it's going to be a glorious weekend, right? And join us, by the way, with a MedHead subscription, at always available at michaelmedved.com. 11 cents a day, still a bargain price. Go to michaelmedved.com and this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.